It's time for some Collective Wisdom, a podcast advancing the cannabis revolution one conversation at a time. We all benefit from sharing knowledge and experiences. So if you want to learn about the business of cannabis from those in the trenches, you've come to the right place. Here's your host, Lisa Tolner, co-founder of SensiChew.
Our conversation is with Cal Chen, and he is the founder of a new company called Trilogia, which is located out of Santa Cruz, California. And before Cal got started, it sounds like he's had a really interesting background from his beginnings and degree in product design from Art Center College. He also, along the way, fell in love with marketing, went to work for some folks at Disney, got involved a little bit with the iPhone, later transitioning to large multinationals working in China and India. So his journey through life and through sales and marketing has been very diverse, but has led him to wanting to be a startup and an entrepreneur. Now he is joining forces with some of his colleagues through those years to start Trilogia. So with that, I'd like to welcome Cal Chen to Collective Wisdom.
Hey, thanks a lot.
So Cal, you've got a new company you're getting ready to launch. Tell us about it.
Trilogia is a Santa Cruz wellness company. We're right about to launch our first products within the next couple months. When we started this brand, it was really with the very simple purpose of showing the world the power of cannabis. And honestly, it was an exploratory process because we didn't know what our products would be. We did know that we wanted to focus on those need states that cannabis really addresses, like helping you sleep, helping you heal, helping you relax. But the way that these products evolved over the course of several months of product development has been pretty exciting. And I'm sure most of your listeners are intimately aware of the CBD space right now. We decided to focus more on terpenes. We believe that terpenes are the future of cannabis. And the fact that they're available throughout nature, that really excited us. And the reason why is because, you know, cannabis to us is every day, but to a lot of people, it's still pretty taboo. And if we were able to show the consumer that this is what a cannabis experience can be, then maybe they could get more into the truth of how cannabis can change their lives. And then personally speaking, cannabis has changed my life. It's changed my business partner's life. It's helped me relax a lot. It's helped expanded my mind. It's helped my business partner with his pain when he was recovering from cancer. But when I talk to someone like my mom, for example, she still thinks that it's entirely illegal and something that I shouldn't be engaging in at all. So that's why we're using terpenes as the entry point, not only because it could be sold everywhere and there's no restrictions, even though there's restrictions on CBD. There's no restrictions on terpenes, but also because in really investigating the modulating properties of terpenes as they relate to CBD and THC.
So I'm hearing terpenes and I'm hearing cannabis and I'm hearing CBD and I'm hearing THC. Is your intent to promote your products as a cannabis product or as a CBD product?
You know, we're not even promoting them as a cannabis product or even a CBD product. We're promoting them as wellness products. In our first line of products, there's actually no cannabis in them at all. There's just terpenes in them, but they're the same terpenes that you could find in cannabis. For your listeners who are not aware of what terpenes are, they're basically what modulates the cannabis experience. So in my opinion, there's several hundred cannabinoids, and there's also terpenes. And depending upon your terpene profiles, it'll give a different sense, a different aroma, and also a different effect on your body. And what we've done is, in replace of CBD or in replace of THC, what other adaptogens, botanicals, and nootropics can we introduce to our formulas to give you a similar effect to cannabis? And it's kind of esoteric, and I know it's kind of hard to explain, and we're still trying to figure it out from a marketing perspective. But what we're really aiming to do is introduce the widest possible audience to the powers of cannabis. And the reason why we're using terpenes as a tip of the spear is because we think that if they could experience a cannabis experience without any cannabis in there at all, then they say, wow, hey, if this is what I feel like with this formula, then what if I did try CBD? Or what if I did try THC? So the first products that we were planning on launching, one was called Lounge and the other was called Rested. So Rested is entirely cannabis free. We've investigated a lot of different cannabis strains and said, what are the terpenes in there that provide this relaxing feeling to help you get into a deeper sleep? And then we've extracted those terpenes from other plants in nature. In replacement of the THC and the CBD, we've introduced other botanicals and nootropics to sort of emulate the cannabis experience, if you will. And then Lounge is actually a CBD product, but still CBD alone is great. But in order to get what we're calling the entourage experience, we're still introducing more terpenes, adaptogens, and nootropics to give you this holistic cannabis experience.
And yet without cannabis.
Yeah, without cannabis. Yep. And then ideally, as our brand grows and then more people get comfortable with cannabis, one of the things that we wanted to do was introduce people to different cannabis companies in California, specifically Santa Cruz. So Fred Teo, who's the CEO of this company and my co-founder, he's part of the Santa Cruz Cannabis Alliance. And that alliance is basically the representation of the 14 legal growers of cannabis in Santa Cruz. It was really through this network of the SACA that we were able to connect with a lot of these premier thought leaders in cannabis. And I know a lot of people look at the Emerald Triangle as the origin point for California's cannabis experiences. But Santa Cruz also has this really rich history. You know, they're so close to UC Santa Cruz. There's so many companies there that are on the cutting edge of cannabis. When we started to investigate what this brand can be, it was that local community in Santa Cruz that connected us with the formulators and the scientists and the chemists to make these products. So we're hoping that as we grow as a brand and people get more comfortable with cannabis nationally, we could introduce them to Santa Cruz culture and also some of the cultivators there, because they all have this really rich story and great products to share.
Of the products that you're planning to launch, are you at liberty to give us a sneak peek as to what kind of products? Are they edibles, ingestibles, topicals, vape pens, all of the above? Or are you going to focus on one particular area?
The products that we were planning on launching were a spray and a tincture. And the spray is called Rested and the tincture is called Lounge. Because of this whole COVID-19 crisis, we decided to pivot. And what we're really going to be launching first is actually a hand cleanser. So the hand cleanser is a 70% alcohol spray that works on your hands and your surfaces, but it's also combined with a number of terpenes that have antimicrobial and antibacterial properties. So some of these terpenes are linalool, limonene, pinene. And the cool thing is they're shared terpene profiles that you can also find in cannabis. And not to say that it's directly related, what I really would say is what Trilogia aims to do is address real human need states. And the ones that we started first with were things that cannabis specifically addresses, which is, like I said, to help you heal and to help you relax. And those products will be launching relatively soon. But the first one we're going to be launching is the hand cleanser. This hand cleanser actually is made in Santa Cruz too, which is pretty cool. And all the ingredients are locally sourced.
Do you envision any challenges with the education? Because you're sort of scooting on the coattails of saying it's cannabis, just like cannabis, just like CBD, this like THC. But it's not. So do you envision any challenges with education?
Yes, we do. Yeah. I think it'll be very challenging, to be honest. The approach that we're taking right now is through education. So we're very fortunate. Our head of marketing was the former head of marketing for Bulletproof Coffee. And one thing that Bulletproof Coffee did really well was their content strategy. So if you ever go to their website, there's probably thousands of articles and several hundred podcasts to educate the consumer on those topics that they find very important to their brand. And in the same way, what we're doing is investigating and investing in building a knowledge base around cannabis and around terpenes, and then more broadly speaking, around these general need states. And the way I see it is, if you could simply deliver the highest quality product that actually works, then the people who care to investigate will go to the website, they'll see the videos, they'll read the articles, and then through that educational process, they'll understand cannabis a little bit better. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a process, and I think it'll take some time. I'm sure if you asked 100 people, do you know what a terpene is? Probably 99% would say, I'm not exactly sure. So I think it's going to take some time to build this brand and to build a community around terpenes in general.
No, I agree. But it's an element of the plant that the average person is just now coming to understand. Although, as you described to them, here's some common terpenes that you should already be familiar with, like the terpenes in citrus or the terpenes in lavender or other herbs and natural plants. So once you make that connection, people catch on pretty easily, but it's still by and large new information for most consumers.
That's right. It's going to be really new information. So the way we've approached it is really focus just on the need state. And then in our marketing, we'll be focusing almost primarily on this is how it'll help you. And we're hoping that as long as the consumers respond well to these products, then they'll naturally progress in their understanding of what terpenes can be and how they could benefit their lives.
Cal, I'd like to have a chance to talk about something special that your company is doing with launching the Masks for Good. So tell us about that program and what's underway and how people can get involved.
So that program is called Masks for Good. What we aim to do and what we have done is deliver KN95 masks and other PPE to as many hospitals and healthcare providers as possible. So being an Amazon seller and a relatively successful one, people have been propositioning myself and Michael, like, hey, would you like to buy these masks? You could resell them. And at first we were like, no, you know, we don't want to engage in that, like not at all. But then we realized if we have access to this supply chain, why not buy these masks and get them into the hands of the doctors and the EMTs and the nurses who could actually use them? So that's where it started. And then we said, well, how do we actually buy enough to make a difference? And that's why we started the GoFundMe campaign, because what I realized is people really want to help. And I was really surprised at the response from the local community here in Seattle and then later broadly across the nation. Within the first 3 days, we raised $25,000. And now we're up to a little bit over $46,000. And with that, we were able to buy more than 20,000 masks to deliver to hospitals here in Seattle and also to in California and New York. So it has nothing really to do with Trulihia, except for the fact that part of that campaign and what we're doing at Trulihia in general is just really trying to help people. And if you talk about just fundamental human need states, I think masks are probably the number one important thing for these healthcare providers to stay healthy and to stay alive.
It's really honorable what you guys are doing. We hear about the shortage of equipment and basic safety needs for healthcare workers on a daily basis. And it's absolutely unbelievable in my mind that we're putting them in this position. So I think it's really cool what you're doing. So kudos to you and your team.
Hey, thanks.
Well, this has been an interesting conversation. Thank you for your time, Cal. How can our listeners get in touch with you to learn more about Trulihia? And also yes. Masks for Goods. Maybe you could give us a couple of emails or URLs so people can touch base.
The easiest way is if you go to trilogia.com, TRILOGIA.com. And if you go there, what you'll find is the very first link is to the Masks for Good campaign. And if you click on that, you get an understanding of the people involved. You'll see some of the hospitals that we were able to donate this to. And also at the very bottom of that article is a link to the GoFundMe campaign if you'd like to contribute or share. And also on Trulihia.com right now, there's no products because we haven't launched any of our products yet. But there's a lot of great resources about cannabis, about CBD, about terpenes, and also just about life and how to deal with this current crisis. It's kind of tailored through the lens of cannabis. But we're really fortunate to be able to working with a lot of great thought leaders, a lot of great writers. So there's some really cool pieces on there if you just have some time to read at home.
Well, Cal, thank you for your time. Enjoyed our conversation. And keep up the good work with Masks for Good.
Thank you, Lisa.
This is Lisa Tolner, your host of Collective Wisdom. And until next time, be well.
That's this week's episode of the Collective Wisdom Podcast. Join us each week for another episode on OC Talk Radio, streaming on Thursdays at 3 p.m., and you can download Collective Wisdom wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to visit cacollectivewisdom.com or email us at collectivewisdompodcast@gmail.com to join the conversation. Thank you for listening.